83% of executives now report AI use in their services contracts. Only a quarter see measurable productivity gains. That ratio should alarm anyone who just signed an AI vendor agreement or is about to. The standard explanation is change management. Blame adoption curves, blame training gaps, blame culture. I've watched enough deployments to say that's mostly deflection. The real problem is simpler and more structural. Most AI tools are built to cover common cases, and your business doesn't run on common cases. The coverage gap nobody puts in the brochure. Research from practitioners who actually integrate AI into small and mid-market operations puts the number bluntly: off-the-shelf AI tools cover roughly 30 to 50% of what a real business workflow requires. The remaining 50 to 70% is where the productivity gains were supposed to live. Think about what that means in practice. You buy a SaaS AI platform. It handles the generic slice of your process, the parts that look like every other company's process. The edges, the integrations with your legacy CRM, the classification logic specific to your industry, the exceptions your ops team handles manually every day, those stay manual. You've automated the easy fraction and left the hard majority exactly where it was. Then the renewal comes around. You're paying for a tool that covers, at best, half your process while your team works around the rest. Companies that rush into off-the-shelf platforms face high switching costs when they outgrow them, data silos from limited integration, and missed opportunities to build proprietary capabilities. That last one is the quietest cost of all. The real budget math over 3 years. Year 1 of a typical SaaS AI deployment costs more than people budget. One detailed breakdown puts it at roughly €42,000 ex VAT when you add the SaaS subscription, custom development to fill the gaps the platform can't handle, workflow automation tooling, and the hidden costs that surface after go live. Years 2 and 3 drop to around €29,000 annually, but only if the custom work from year 1 holds up, which it often doesn't as the underlying platform evolves. That's not a damning number on its own. The question is what you got for it. If the tool covers, say, the easier third of your workflow per the 30 to 50% coverage finding, you effectively paid €42,000 to automate the straightforward slice. The hard slice, the part that drives competitive differentiation, remains a headcount problem. The alternative is a custom agent built specifically for your workflows, prompted on your own data, integrated directly with your existing systems. The defining difference: a custom agent conforms to your process. A SaaS tool requires your process to conform to its model. That distinction sounds philosophical until you're 6 months into a deployment and your operations team is maintaining a parallel spreadsheet to handle everything the platform missed. Where the gap actually lies? The distance between AI deployment and AI results isn't random. It clusters around a few failure modes that repeat across engagements. Prompt to production distance. A prototype that works in a demo environment and a system running reliably against real user data are different things. Most SaaS platforms let you build the former quickly. Getting to the latter requires engineering judgment, model selection, error handling, edge case management that a no-code interface can't substitute for. The integration assumption. Vendors claim their tool integrates with your CRM, your inbox, your support queue. The integration exists. Whether it does what you actually need is a different question. An integration that syncs contact records is not the same as an agent that audits your pipeline, identifies stale leads, and generates a prioritized call list. The distance between those two things is where most of the value sits. No one owns the model over time. AI systems degrade. Prompts that worked in Q1 underperform by Q3. Model providers release new versions. Business logic changes. Without someone actively running weekly reviews of metrics, prompts, and model choices, a deployed agent slowly becomes a liability. What a 30-day first agent actually requires. Shipping a working AI agent to real users within 30 days is achievable. But the word working is doing a lot of work in that sentence. The fastest path to a production agent isn't starting with architecture diagrams. It's starting with the single highest friction task in a real workflow and building something narrow that solves it completely. Not a platform. Not a framework. One agent, one problem, measurable output. For sales teams, that might be an outbound campaign agent handling lead finding, email verification, personalized copy, and CRM sync end-to-end, no manual steps. For ops teams, it might be an inbox intelligence agent that rescues misclassified messages before they damage customer relationships. One Globusofti deployment of that type rescues over 100 misclassified messages per day from spam filters, a number that sounds modest until you consider what each missed message costs in a B2B context. The narrow-first approach also creates something more valuable than a working agent, it creates evidence. A specific, measurable result after 30 days is the only honest basis for deciding whether to expand. Anything else is still a hypothesis. The embedded engineer difference. Globusofti takes a specific position on this that is worth understanding. The model isn't consultants who hand off a spec, and it isn't a SaaS platform you configure yourself. It's an embedded engineer who drops into your Slack and code base from scoping through production with no offshore handoffs in between. That matters for a practical reason. The decisions that determine whether an AI agent actually works aren't made in planning documents. They're made in the moment, when a model choice underperforms and needs to be swapped, when an integration returns unexpected data, when a prompt needs tuning because real user behavior didn't match the assumption. Those decisions require someone who is simultaneously inside the problem and capable of acting on it. Most AI agents never reach production precisely because that person doesn't exist in the project structure. The cost comparison is also worth stating plainly. Frontier Lab FDE programs from Microsoft, Google Cloud, and Anthropic run $500,000 to $2 million per year, with contract minimum starting at $250,000. The embedded pod model runs at approximately one-tenth of that. Custom AI agent development at that price point becomes a realistic option for founders and mid-market teams who can't justify enterprise program economics. The track record behind that model: 40 plus products shipped, 100 M plus users reached, 300 plus engineers led. Chingari, one of the larger social platforms in South Asia, reached 100 M plus users over 6 years with a Globusoft built AI stack. That's not consulting theater, it's engineering at scale, applied to a real product. Multi-model is not optional. The clutch finding that only a quarter of executives see measurable gains reflects, in part, over-reliance on a single model vendor. Locking into one model means your agent's performance is bounded by that model's strengths and exposed to its weaknesses for every task outside its sweet spot. A CRM audit agent and a customer chat monitor agent have different latency, accuracy, and cost requirements. What's right for synchronous customer-facing interaction is not necessarily right for asynchronous batch classification. Running Claude, GPT, Gemini, and Qwen where each fits rather than defaulting to one provider everywhere is the difference between an agent suite that's genuinely optimized and one that's merely deployed. The build vs buy decision for AI agents ultimately hinges on whether you can make those model-level choices yourself or need to accept whatever the platform hardcodes. The one number to track before anything else. Before signing any AI contract, SaaS or custom, get specific about the percentage of your target workflow the solution actually covers. Not in a demo. In your real environment, with your real data, against your real edge cases. If the answer sits in the lower half of the 30 to 50% coverage range typical of off-the-shelf tools, you're buying into the coverage gap. You'll spend the difference in headcount, workarounds, and eventually a replacement project. The majority of executives not seeing measurable gains aren't unlucky. They're paying for the uncovered half. The agents that deliver measurable results are narrow, owned, and maintained. They're built to fit a specific workflow rather than a generic category. And they have an engineer accountable for their performance after launch, not a support ticket queue. That's a different kind of engagement than most AI vendors offer. It's also the only kind that closes the gap. See how Globusoft's embedded pod ships your first production agent in 30 days at a fraction of Frontier Lab program costs.